The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
You know, I got something for you and Carla. I got something for y'all.
What is it?
What is it? This is the church calendar. Surely you would be, July, you know, on the calendar. Yeah. Carla?
My birthday month, that's what you're doing it on? October? Is that what you're doing?
That's it right there. You would be in October. Uh-huh. You understand? Uh-huh. And, You know, this ain't with no robes on. This ain't with no robes on. I'm just letting y'all know.
Just a headshot of us. Yeah. Just our headshot.
Is that what
just
you think it is?
And then, like, our duties in the church. You're saying
what? Ain't no duties in the church.
On the Zoom.
we ain't doing headshots.
Well, I don't get it.
Yeah. Okay. Church calendar. Let's go, cat dog.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what the hell, y'all, what I'm talking about. Hell. Mm-hmm. Come on. Okay.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Allison. Allison, she's not here, man. She at work. As we're speaking.
Hey, this is Brother Lester. Brother Lester, how you doing today?
All right, Brother Lester.
Right, from the church.
Okay. Over at my...
Right. You a husband, right? What, Gerald?
I'm Gerald. Yeah, this is Gerald.
Yeah, okay. I met you a couple times, Gerald. We ain't seen you in a minute, though.
Man, I've been working on Sunday, and I said that I was going to try to make it, but I told her, you know, I want to get involved. You know, this year is going to be a better year. I'm going to get involved, man.
Well, come on down, man. We love to have you, that's for sure, man. Can I give you a number where she can call me back?
Well, okay, yeah, sure. Is this about, you know, a lesson or something? What's going on?
Actually, the single ministry, man, I'm over the single ministry, and we're raising some money. So we're actually putting together a calendar, and we wanted her to give us a call about it.
Okay.
So let me give you my number real quick.
Wait a minute. Okay, you say a calendar. So the church is doing the calendar, but is it like the couples? Like we come in, like how it always be, like the couples come in and be like, this is Mr. and Mrs. I mean, a calendar.
No. What we're doing, see, a lot of the guys got together. What we're going to do is the Mount Swimsuit calendar, and we trying to put that together, man. So let me give you my number, man, because I want to call. All the guys were saying if she get on the calendar, it'll probably get sold.
All the guys. Wait a minute. Whoa. Let's slow down, Brother Lester. Let's slow down. Okay, a calendar, a swimsuit calendar for the single ministry at the church.
What it is, Gerald, we're gonna be the first church who have ever done a swimsuit calendar. You see what I'm saying?
No, wait a minute. You call it for my wife to be in it. Are you sure you got the right number? Because
I mean, because your wife is Allison, right?
Yes, my wife is Allison. And first of all, then, what's this, man, about all the guys y'all got together and y'all voted for my... Okay, I'm trying to take this slow, man. Ooh, God, hold my tongue right now because I'm trying... I don't understand where you're going with this. And
listen, we're going to get Sister Gidry. She's going to be Miss March. June is like pretty much in the middle of the year. We want your wife to be the big centerfold.
Please tell me. You're not calling my house this morning talking about my wife to be in a calendar, a swimsuit calendar. But then on top of that, y'all all got together and y'all voted that y'all want my wife to be in a swimsuit calendar for a church.
Okay, wait a minute, Gerald. I mean, look at this on the positive side, man. What this is, see, like I say, we raising money for the singles ministry, and the single ministry get ready to go on a big trip.
But hold up, what my wife got to do with the singles ministry? She's married, man. All the people that's in the singles ministry, why are you calling and talking about my wife being in something like this? Hold up, Jesus, help me.
Hey, man, you should feel honored, man, that your wife is a...
Man, why are y'all looking at my wife like that, man? We coming in there, and we trying to get help, and we trying to do it. Y'all looking at my wife, talking about y'all want my wife to be in a swimsuit contest, man. Do you understand what that is, man? That ain't nothing but some panties, man. So y'all looking at my wife, talking about y'all want my wife to be in her panties?
See, what you got to understand, Jared, this right here, man, is for the single ministry. We got a big trip coming up, so we raising money.
What are y'all doing, man? This is not something you do at the church, man. You have car washes, man, we wash cars, man. Y'all talking about a calendar, man. What are you doing, man? What type of church is this turning into, man?
See, Gerald, the difference is on this whole thing, man. Don't be upset about it. What it is that, man, we done found something that ain't no other church done before. You see what I'm saying?
The reason ain't no other church done is because this is wrong, man. What committee got to get on something like this, man? What is wrong with you?
Hey, dog, you got to understand, listen, we got Sister Gidry, we got Sister Vicky, okay?
Wait a minute. You saying if they done signed off on it, you got these women in the church, then if they going to put on swimsuits.
Well, I'm saying we got them on our list.
I'm saying, man, ain't nobody getting with the man. What is wrong with you, man?
Hey, man, listen, just to help us get started, do you have a picture of Sister Allison in a swimsuit?
Man, look, man, I ain't giving you no picture of my wife in no swimsuit, man.
No, this is just something we're trying to do for the ministry, dude.
You know what? Are you at the church? Did you work at the church full time?
Part time, I'm at the church.
Okay, are you there now?
Nah, I'm not there right now, but I'm going to be there for choir rehearsal later on this evening.
Okay, what time do choir rehearsal start left?
7 o'clock, but why you, what's
left? What I want you to do is, for me, before you go to rehearsal, can you just be right in the front right quick? I just want to, we need to meet personally right quick, Lester, me and you. So I'm going to come to the rehearsal, and then let's talk about this face-to-face, because this over the phone and all that, this is not working right now. And I need to meet the person that's calling my damn house, talking about my wife doing all this idiotic type. So let's meet right in the front, brother. Before you go into sing, I got something for you to sing about. So meet me in the front, man, please, before you go in, Lester, because we ain't going to talk about this no more over the phone. Let's talk about this in person.
Okay, first of all, I mean, you got to calm down, man.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't even understand why you irate. Like, you know what?
Yeah, I'm going to calm down, Lester, 7. So it started at 7. Let's do 6:55, Lester. I think this is going to work for us. This is going to help your calendar get out the way that you really, really needed to get out, man. I got something for you that's going to help this cause. Please be outside at 6:55. Please don't go in.
I'm going to be outside. Can you bring a picture with you?
Oh, yeah. I got a picture for you. I got a nice picture for you.
I tell you what. Me and Tommy will be outside waiting on you when you get there.
You and who?
Me and nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We're going to be right outside out in front of the church.
Oh, man, who did this, man?
Hey, man, your brother Jason told me to prank phone call you, man.
God, man, this.
You know what he said? Tell him I said if that fool came to church more often, he would know that this is a prank phone call.
Oh, man, I'm glad it is, man. Can you just imagine if I had to drove to that church acting a fool today, man?
Yeah. I got to ask you this here, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Now you have it. Y'all feel a little more comfortable now? Y'all don't mind being on the calendar?
Comfortable.
What?
That's not the right word.
You on there
pull
with
out
a nice
calendar on your phone. That's about it.
What if I get y'all in some wet robes? How about that?
Oh, God, you can't even say it.
What?
Wow. I say.
Put them in some wet robes. What?
I hate you and your calendar.
This ain't that just on my robe in October.
Cup,
just dripping wet right there. What?
I don't even like your church.
All right, Shirley, it's on you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.